Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria starting the weekend with a high of 31, Joburg 28, and Emalahleni a high of 29 degrees. The Student Financial Aid Scheme, NASFAS, says discussions have been held over concerns about the payment of outstanding payments of private accommodation for students. This follows last week's statement by the Private Student Housing Association that some of the private accommodation for NASFAS students have not yet been paid. Universities and other institutions of higher education are gearing up for next month's opening of the new academic year.
The NASFAS administrator calls upon the PSHA to furnish NSFAS with the list of affected APs and students so that the situation can be immediately resolved.
NSFAS spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi says the scheme is also calling on all accommodation providers with outstanding legitimate claims to submit these for further processing and verification. Beneficiaries of the special 370 Rand SRD grant have been advised not to use the status check system, which is currently closed for a security verification process. The Social Security Agency is also warning beneficiaries that if their status is marked as referred, it means the system has flagged potential fraudulent activity. The grants have been temporarily suspended for a verification process for SASSA to address potential fraud after two Stellenbosch University students exposed issues on its application and payment systems. The researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice, Siyanda Baduza, warns that SASSA's decision will negatively impact nearly 9 million eligible beneficiaries.
We know also that the applications become suspended, so even once they get the opportunity to reapply, many people aren't going to be back paid.
To America, where authorities say they have arrested 533 illegal migrants and deported hundreds in a mass operation just days into President Donald Trump's second administration. Trump promised a crackdown on illegal immigration during the election campaign and began his second term with a flurry of executive actions aimed at overhauling entry into the U.S. He has signed orders declaring a national emergency at the southern border and announced the deployment of more troops to the area while vowing to deport what he called criminal aliens. And at the Australian Open, Germany's Alexander Zverev asked the crowd not to boo Novak Djokovic. The 37-year-old Djokovic shocked thousands of people at the stadium and the whole tennis world when he suddenly retired during this morning's semi-final against Zverev. Djokovic cited it an injured leg after he lost the first set. He was booed when he walked off, leaving Zverev to say,
"Don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. Yes, I know that everybody paid for tickets and everybody wants to see hopefully a great five-set match and everything, but you got to understand, Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given this sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life. If he cannot continue a tennis match, it really means that he cannot continue a tennis match."
More about that on our sport blog. I'm Gerda de Suzanne Hoof, Nuus die Uur. NASFAS voer gesprekke met private behuisingsvereniging oor uitstaande rekeninge vir NASFAS studente se behuising.
4 minute oor 10 die Work Zone Jacaranda FM. Dit het nou son my hartsnare geplik. Do I now say never boo a player? Yeah. I'll tell you a story. There is, and you, this is something you know, but on the Work Zone, I love reminding us about lekker things. There's so many similarities between sport and how to really push through in the workplace. And I love the fact that he just said, you know, I don't boo a player when they're injured. You know, they dedicate their entire lives. If someone has dedicated their entire lives, you know what? I last week when I started the Work Zone after my vacancy, I made a big, big note and I didn't have a chance to do it. But that gives me an opportunity to do it right now. If you retired last year, right, you've stepped out of the workplace and you haven't had a call from your previous employees or no one has told you how remarkable you were in that role, the Work Zone appreciates you. We really do. You know what? Jy maak deel van 'n groot groep Suid-Afrikaners wat regtig gebou het. Nie net in hierdie land nie, maar in jou werksplek en ons wil vir jou dankie sê. Don't boo a player when they retire. Don't boo a player when they walk off injured, you know? Every